From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief, Chloe, August 10th. The morning read 10 things in health worth the 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from Science Alert, cannabis sugar appears to loosen cancer cells and help them spread. Cancer can be just like the killer in a horror movie. It may seem like he's been destroyed forever by the good guy, but then he pops back up again to terrorize. Similarly, chemotherapy is designed to kill cancer cells, but some of them still survive treatment by entering a state known as cellular senescence. Far from lying dormant, these cells remain metabolically active, releasing a mixture of proteins, fats, and other molecules that can reshape the tumor and its environment by signaling to nearby cells. Next, second from Big Think, we caught an ocean of plasma waves breaking on the sun. The sun is so much more than a shining ball of energetic plasma. Its fluid surface is ocean-like, with plasma currents flowing, cooling, and colliding. In physics, whenever two fluids flow past or through each other, instabilities arise. Shear forces create turbulent fluid flows, eddy currents, and vortices. The underlying mechanism, the Kelvin-Helmholtz instability, arises in ocean waves and in the atmospheres of gas giant worlds. These long-predicted instabilities have previously been detected within solar outflows. Up next, third from Mongabay, climate change doubled likelihood of Canada's extreme fire weather, study finds. A recent study by World Weather Attribution found that human-induced climate change has more than doubled the likelihood of extreme fire weather conditions in Canada. The 2026 wildfire season has already burned over 3.8 million hectares, significantly exceeding the country's 30-year annual average. The researchers focused on the daily severity rating DSR, a metric that measures how difficult a fire is to suppress, and found that the kind of fires that burned in July 2020 six can now be expected every 2 to 6 years in the Northwest Territories and every 6 to 15 years in Ontario. In a pre-industrial climate, such fires would occur every 50 years. This study adds to the evidence that climate change is driving this shift in fire frequency and severity. And then, fourth from Mongabay, World Lion Day, the communities living with lions. So, you know how lions are really struggling to survive, right? They're down to fewer than 25,000 worldwide, and their historical range is now just 6% of what it used to be. It's not easy living with them, especially outside of protected areas where they can kill livestock and, unfortunately, people too. In response, some communities have taken matters into their own hands, trying out new ways to coexist with these amazing cats. In northern Zimbabwe, a lion conservationist named Morangel Zimbiza is doing some really cool work. She's training community guardians, called the Batabilili, who track lions and help people protect their livestock with secure enclosures and lion deterrents. It's not a magic solution, but it's definitely helped reduce conflicts between lions and people. In fact, Mbiza just won a big award for her work, which will help her recruit more guardians. In northern Botswana, a conservation group called Claws Conservancy is using GPS collars to track lions and warn locals when they're approaching. They set up a real-time alert system, so people can take measures to protect themselves and their livestock. It's a pretty effective way to reduce conflicts and give people and lions some space. Next, fifth from Science Alert, long COVID linked to lasting damage in the brain's dopamine system. Researchers did a PET scan comparison of 24 adults with long COVID and 24 age-matched controls. They measured the brain's dopamine signaling nerve endings using a tracer that binds to VMAT2, a standard marker in Parkinson's research. The scans showed about an 18% reduction in dopamine nerve endings in the striatum of the long COVID group, especially in the ventral part, which correlated with new-onset apathy and depression, and in the dorsal part, where loss linked to slower movement and poorer memory. These changes were visible up to 4.6 years after infection, but the sample is small, so the finding needs replication. The authors suggest the PA signal could become a diagnostic tool, and a trial is planned to test the dopamine modulating drug for symptom relief. Up next, sixth from South Dakota Voices, rape and pillage and take the spoils elsewhere. The filings the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission received on July 1 list more than $1 billion in new power projects, big battery storage, extra substations, and a lot of transmission line upgrades. Those are concrete, state-approved plans, not speculative ideas, so the spending is real and imminent. Governor Roden's comments about turning the state into a national security hub suggest many of those upgrades are meant to support electronic and drone operations. Those facilities tend to be highly automated, so while construction will bring temporary, low-wage jobs often filled by out-of-state workers, the long-term staffing needs are limited to a handful of security, tech, and maintenance roles. Because the biggest utility involved, Xcel Energy, is headquartered in Minneapolis, most of the profit from the new generation capacity will flow out of South Dakota. The article also flags that companies like Smithfield and Schwann's are getting sizable taxpayer subsidies, yet their profits largely go overseas, and they've been linked to low wages and environmental concerns. In short, the infrastructure boom looks more like a strategic investment for federal-level electronic warfare than a local economic driver, and the financial upside appears to favor out-of-state corporations rather than South Dakota residents. And then, seventh from Chad's Weather Blog, August 9, PAM Weather Video Forecast. Tonight's forecast is looking pretty intense. There's a severe weather risk with storms popping up, and it's going to be a smoky evening too. Chad's warning folks to keep an eye on the skies, especially if they're planning on being outdoors. The storms could bring heavy rain, hail, and even some strong winds. If you're in an area prone to wildfires, be aware that the smoke is expected to linger. A good idea to stay indoors and keep an eye on local news for updates. Next, eighth from Beauty Matters, how to study philosophy without stepping foot in a university. Start with a single tradition rather than hopping between issues. Pick a major thinker, Plato or Aristotle are safe entry points, so you can learn a coherent. Up next, ninth from Inverse Science, who survived the House of the Dragon Season 3 finale? House of the Dragon Season 3 may have messed with the timeline a bit and added some new characters, but it was only going to end one way, in a massive battle with a ton of casualties. And that's exactly what we got thanks to the Battle of Tumbleton, where Rhaenyra and demons sought to quash Ormond Hightower and young Daeron Targaryen for good. But once all the dust and dragonfire ash settled, who lived to fight another day. You can find the full list of survivors and casualties below, so you know what to expect for the fourth and final season. And then, 10th from Inverse Science, the 100 dopest gifts under $30 you never knew existed. Landing on the perfect gift for your loved ones on birthdays or holidays is no easy feat. However, the key is finding something that will make their lives not only easier, but more enjoyable too, and 9 times out of 10 it's something they never knew that they needed until now. If you're not sure where to start, we've rounded up a list of some of the dopest gifts on the market, all of which are under $30 and are a foolproof way to ensure you really knock it out of the park every time. That's the read. Small inputs compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.